in order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire for a safe and secure society.
This is how liberty dies, with thunderous applause.
Welcome back to another edition of the Prepper Recon Podcast. Our mission is to bring you great interviews with preppers from around the world so you can be better informed and better prepared for everything from a hurricane to the end of the world as we know it. Whether your plan is to bug out or bug in, CampingSurvival.com has all of your preparedness needs, including fish antibiotics, long-term storage food, water filters, bug-out bags, and first aid kits. Use coupon code PREPPERRECON for 5% off your entire order at CampingSurvival.com.
When disaster strikes, it's too late to prepare. PrepperRecon.com offers MOLLE-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, ACS chest seal, tough strip bandages, gauze, and so much more. $89 includes shipping. To buy your individual first aid kit, go to PrepperRecon.com and click the store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.
Today's guest is Officer Jack Waller. Officer Jack, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mark. It's good to finally talk to you and meet you here, and glad to be a part of your program.
Absolutely. Thanks for your service, and thanks for coming on the show. Now, we had another officer from Southern California, which is your general area of operation. He was on the show not too long ago, but we needed to hear from you too, because there's so much stuff to cover, and you guys have a unique perspective of what's going on all over the country, don't you?
Well, absolutely. As of late, it appears that law enforcement has just been demonized and scrutinized by the upper parts of our government, all the way down to the local government and so forth. And it's just it's really horrible to see what's going on right now.
And I guess you saw the Wall Street Journal article about the new crime wave, and they're accrediting that to what they're now calling the Ferguson effect, which is basically where cops are just choosing to not do any discretionary stops or anything like that because they don't want to get in trouble for doing their job.
You know what? I would have to agree. I hate to say that's the case, but if you look at the district attorney over there in Baltimore and, the leaders in the government over there, it appears that for political reasons, they'd be willing to, sacrifice, their police officers for political gain. And it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it really is. And we get the leftist politicians, like we saw in Baltimore, where the police were basically told to stand down and let them create havoc. And it almost seems to me like the federal government and the media is trying to instigate some type of a national event.
You know, that could be the case. I mean, if you look at the nation in general right now, what is going on with police officers, it's almost like if you get rid of the guys out there on the front line, law enforcement, you demoralize them and break them down. They're basically threatening police officers right now. If you go out there, you make an honest mistake, and there are officers that have made bad mistakes, and I'm not sure if, they meant to do so or not, but some of these are mistakes of the heart, and they're being tried and hung all the way from the top parts of the government, you know, like Eric Holder and, you know, Obama sending his people out there to investigate these poor officers that really, you know, in my opinion, haven't done anything to, you know, to warrant this. Some officers do need to be tried and placed in prison if need be. But, you know, speaking for most of, you know, 99% of the other officers out there, this is just, it's a breakdown. It's a breakdown of government. And once you lose your lower street cops, I mean, it's just all out anarchy, in my opinion.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're starting to see. We're starting to see, you know, high crime areas. They're seeing these emboldened criminals that think that they can commit crime with impunity, because basically they can, because you know, the officer doesn't want to go to prison for doing his job. And it's just like you said, you know, we've got some bad apples out there, and we've seen a lot of things that are abuse of power, and whatever the reason are, we've some really bad actions. But then we see things like in Ferguson, where, you know, maybe if there was a body camera there, maybe we would have known. But from the evidence, looking at that, it looks like the officer was justified in the action he took. And from what we know about the individual that he shot, you know, he was a thug, and he had just left a convenience store stealing cigars and pushing the clerk around. He was a big guy and very kind of irascible attitude. So from all of the evidence, it looks like he was justified in what he did. But the leftist media will take all of those situations and just kind of brand them all with the same broad brush.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what's going on. And you know, I used to be a fan of Fox News and a lot of this other stuff, but it appears to me that and Fox seems to do a better job in, you know, protecting police officers. But the leftist media definitely has it in for officers. I mean, you know, a few nights ago I was driving down the street and, you know, with my partner and, you know, these young kids, I'd say maybe 18, 19 years old, said, "Hey, thanks for your service." And, I looked over and waved at them, and then they said, "I'm just kidding. You know that, right?" And I was like, "Wow, that's pretty shocking."
Wow, so that is.
The media is definitely transforming the young people to believe that police officers are bad. And it's really sad, because after 9/11, you know, things were really great for police and fire and so forth. You know, everybody loved us. But, you know, the acts of a few bad apples out there, or people who have made mistakes, have completely went across the board and demonized all law enforcement in general at this time.
Now, one of the biggest stories in alternative media right now is Jade Helm, and it's getting a lot of hype, and I think a lot of it's probably overblown. But I mean, there's certainly some concerns, because you know, we've never seen this level of military operations being held in civilian cities before. But it's not really anything new, because we've been seeing military training on the streets for a while on a smaller scale, haven't we? And you get a lot of that in your neck of the woods, don't you?
Yeah, you know, just a little background. I work for a very, very large department out here in Southern California. And I would say the training that we get is probably top-notch. You know, here's what I've seen, and this is nothing new, and I think that a lot of this is overblown, but I think now that, you know, and this is just my opinion, I think now that the government is definitely preparing, is upscaling their preparations for possibly you know, mass rioting. Now, if you look at what's been happening in the city where I work, this is really nothing new. A lot of the citizens in the area I work have seen military helicopters for years doing, you know, I believe they're called touch and goes, and landing on, you know, big buildings, practicing, dropping off troops, so forth. And, you know, when law enforcement gets on the radio and say, hey, you know, we need to know what's going on, well, you'll have somebody in the upper levels of the police department getting on the radio saying, hey, don't worry about that. It's special weapons and tactics doing training. Well, okay, we could say that, but I know that the agency I work for probably has, you know, maybe one military-style helicopter. But when you're talking about multiple military-style helicopters, and you're talking about, some of these Black Hawk-style helicopters and some of these smaller, you know, little gunships, you really start to think, why would they be doing that kind of thing? One, it's to maybe train with police, because I don't know exactly what a lot of our police officers, you know, other police officers are training with. We probably get a lot of our training from the military and Homeland Security and stuff like that. I know a lot of our training derives from that. And we have also, we've been on military bases training for mass rioting. So this is nothing new. This has been happening for years, but I think now that the U.S. military is training on their own without police officers to, you know, potentially overtake, mass rioting. I mean, that's probably what their concern is there, and that's probably what they're training to do. I mean, that's just my opinion.
It's time for a quick break, and we'll be right back. The dollar's lost over 90% of its purchasing power since 1971. Silver, on the other hand, has proved to be a very stable form of wealth preservation over the years. And where do you buy silver? Silver.com, of course. Silver.com offers fantastic prices on silver and gold. Check out silver.com today. Whether it's a grid down situation or just a temporary power outage from a storm, a sun oven will allow you to harness the power of the sun. Not only will you conserve resources, you'll maintain operational security by not sending up smoke. You can cook or dehydrate just about anything, including bread, muffins, roasts, jerky, beans, rice, and so much more. Go to sunoven.com/prepperrecon for an $80 discount off a deluxe package. I just moved out of Fort Lauderdale, which I affectionately refer to as Fort Lottistan. And weeks before we moved, there was a ton of training exercises where dissenters were being herded into mass detainment centers, basically. And it was definitely the most intense thing that I had seen since I lived there. I'd seen a lot of training, a lot of black helicopters and things like that, but nothing quite on this scale. Are you starting to see an increase in this type of training in your area?
Actually, I really haven't seen any more training. I know that right before the economy crashed, 2009, I saw a lot of the training going on. And as a matter of fact, right before then, they completely revamped our crowd control training, and they completely redid it all. And obviously it was with the military's backing, because I mean, we were going to military bases to train for this mass type of overtaking mass rioting in the streets in your local residential areas. I mean, they have little fake areas that look like residential areas. And, basically containment. And it seemed like right before the crash, the last recession, that's where we got most of our training. Well, now I really haven't seen an increase in training. However, we do get a lot of memos and briefing and so forth. Make sure you have, all your equipment, make sure, they're even going so far having supervisors micromanage us to make sure we have our proper crowd control equipment. So, I don't know if there's been more training or not, but I could tell you this, the military is definitely concerned with mass crowd control. And I believe they're probably getting their troops ready just in case, something occurs like the breakdown of the dollar, a foreign military attack or something like that.
And that's very curious that all of that training happened right before the 2008 crash, because there was a lot of speculation that if we hadn't have got the bailout, if Congress hadn't have okayed that, we may have went over the cliff and we were definitely going into uncharted territory. And so it's hard to say exactly what would have happened. Now, is there a lot of talk around the water cooler amongst other officers? Do you guys talk about this, and are you guys concerned about what would happen if we had a dollar economic collapse?
Oh yeah. I think police officers have been seeing the breakdown of our great American civilization for years and years and years. But if you look at it lately, it appears that we're taking a decline at a very, very fast pace. Now, I don't know if you can blame that on the media or these rich guys actually donating money to people out there riding on the streets. I mean, because that's really what's going on. And the media is not pointing that out. I mean, you got people out there on the streets who are rioting and causing problems, when we do have our crowd control situations, anarchists and so forth, who are being paid. I mean, these billionaires are paying these people $50 each per day to go out there and run amok. And officers know that because we talk to a lot of people out there. And some of these people be very candid. We'll ask them, why are you here? Why are you doing this? They're like, well, I'm being paid. I'm being paid to do this. Well, who are you being paid by? I'm being paid by, one of these groups, being funded by George Soros and the like. And it's like, wow. And officers are very, very concerned, very, very decent good people. I mean, most of them. And I rarely met any officer that I wouldn't trust. But there's a lot of officers out there that are worried. They are concerned. And there are scenarios around the water cooler. What would you do, if you were being told to disarm good Americans? What would you do if the dollar broke down and they were handing out vouchers for you to come into work for food, or gasoline? What would you do? And there is a lot of concern there because, everybody in the world right now believes that something is going on. Something major is going to take place, but we just can't put our finger on it. So yeah, it's a big concern for officers. And these are seasoned officers. These aren't new officers who are, still brainwashed from the academy and so forth. These are seasoned officers who've been out there, seen it, and empathize with the public.
And does it ever come up at what point in a collapse does an officer have to look at the situation and decide that it's going to be more than the department can contend with, and that maybe the most effective thing that they can do is just go home and take care of their own family and maybe guard their own subdivision?
Yeah, and And that comes up quite a bit. And there are a small percentage, in my opinion, of officers who would be like, well, okay, well, I got to I get this, you know, because if you look at the dollar and you look at what people are doing, a lot of these, a small percentage of officers would go in there and get their gasoline voucher, even though they would use up their entire gasoline voucher to go into work. And, you know, the food voucher wouldn't mean anything. And there'd be a small percentage of officers going into work. So what you would see is an immediate military would be brought in immediately, because I would say that 90% of your officers who have families would be like, you know what? I've got to stay home because I got to protect my family at home, and we got to figure out, you know, we got to figure things out on that end, because most officers are commuting into work. So they're not going to feel comfortable leaving their family there and, you know, by themselves to fend for themselves while they're, you know, working for food vouchers or, you know, hey, we IOU or something like that. So I would say most of your officers would just say, screw it. And that would start the breakdown of society.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't want to leave your own family at home in harm's way to go defend a neighborhood that doesn't even want you there. Wow. So now, what is your advice to the preparedness community to get ready for such an event?
Well, your books are captivating, Mark, and I've been reading them. You know, I told so many people about your books and saying how
well. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I mean, it is just, and I, you know, you even have a portion in there about police officers. And I was thinking, wow, that's exactly how a lot of police officers would feel. And my advice would be for people would be to, I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe that if you are armed and you have ammunition to go along with that our society is a lot safer. Now, I truly believe that most likely we would have a natural disaster or something like that far, far, far before, you know, we'd have the breakdown of the dollar or the United, you know, or the UN coming in to, you know, remove our guns or things like that. So people do need to be prepared, and you got to go for the first week and prepare that way, you know, with your food and water and so forth. But you really need to take a look. Am I going to stay home? Am I going to leave? Because you know what? Leaving might not be part of that program, and you might have to stay home and organize something with your neighbors to just protect yourself. So first and foremost, you need to have protection, because people are going to want to steal with what you got. And you can have all the food and water and everything you can possibly imagine, but if you don't have a way to protect yourself, you're going to be overrun. Police aren't going to be there. Military is not going to care about you. They care about one thing. There's peace and harmony on the streets. But as far as you being home, who knows who's going to walk through your door, who's going to try to walk through your door. And when people get hungry and people get desperate, they're going to try to take what you got, and they're going to do whatever means necessary to do it. So, you know, folks out there, you need to really consider, what am I doing to prepare myself? Do I have enough ammunition? Do I have a plan as far as the family's training and weapons training and so forth? Because your security is going to be first. And there are people out there that will take your children if there was a way for them to make money from it. So that's just, in my opinion, that's something to think about, because police and military just aren't going to be there for you.
And even as much as they may want to, as we've seen in episodes like Ferguson, where they're just completely overran, or in episodes like in Baltimore where they're told to stand down, you know, sometimes you're just going to be on your own, no matter what the best intentions of the police and the department might be. So that's very, very good advice. Thank you so much, Officer Jack. We really appreciate you taking some time out of your day to come on the show today and talk about all this to us.
Hey, Mark, you know, anytime. And yeah, I'm just, I'm really concerned, you know, about our society, and as I know you are as well. And I want people to out there to understand that, you know, this is a total breakdown of society here we're going on, and people need to be aware of it. And I don't know, maybe we can turn things around. But I really appreciate you having me on, Mark, and man, it's great to meet you.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Thanks, buddy.
In the Days of Noah, Book 2, Persecution by best-selling author Mark Goodwin. A globalist conspiracy transpires by way of a false flag attack against America's energy infrastructure. Noah and Cassandra Parker witness a complete economic meltdown, which is intentionally triggered by the event. The assault is blamed on patriots and Christians who are rounded up into detention centers across the country. Noah and his friends must take action to prepare for the meltdown and defend against the totalitarian regime, which is gunning for their freedom and, quite possibly, their very lives. Get your copy of The Days of Noah, Book 2, Persecution for Kindle, paperback, or audio edition at Amazon.com today.